Awake, my beloved. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Pearl, when I picked up your book, Holy Sex, I was afraid to read it. I thought you would tell me that what I was feeling was wrong, but you didn't, and instead you have given me a wonderful gift. We've been married for 26 years, and our love is getting better as we grow older. Sex has always been fulfilling. We each seek to please each other. I have a wonderful partner in bed, and I am blessed. Enjoying my husband has always been fine with me, but I have experienced a deeper longing and a hunger for him. I thought this was wrong. Times when I kissed and touched him from head to toe for me were feelings of adoration and sometimes worship of him, and I felt it was wrong. I loved him so much, and I desired to pour all of my being into him, but I struggled with whether or not it was right to do so. There are times when I am so into him that at the end of our loving I weep. He's asked me why, and I can't explain, other than with all that I am, I feel grateful for his love. I feel completely satisfied. You've helped me accept that our Creator designed us to be spirit, soul, and body, and that oneness in flesh can be more than physical. It can have a spiritual and emotional essence that is pure. It was 2 this morning when I finished your book. I woke my beloved and shared myself with him without reservation. I wept in his arms afterwards, and all was good. Thank you for your book, Holy Sex. Brenda. Marriage between a man and a woman is a picture of our relationship with Christ. It is a great mystery. The physical union between a man and a woman is so beautiful, so otherworldly, that God uses sexual intercourse to illustrate our relationship with Him. The great mystery includes spiritual closeness, emotional openness, the intensity of feelings, and the act of loving copulation. Marriage in all its completeness is what God chose as an example of Christ and the Church. It wasn't something figured out by Adam and Eve and passed down through the ages to us. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. Hebrews 13:4. Brenda's great satisfaction did not come because her husband was so spiritual, sensitive, or endowed with some special sexual gift. This couple is experiencing what God intends for all married couples. In husband and wife relationships, God always speaks first to the wife, telling her to submit, and then to the husband, to love. Brenda's relationship with her husband started with her attitude of honor and thanksgiving toward him. You can see where it took her. There be 3 things which are too wonderful for me, yea, 4 which I know not, the way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. Proverbs 30:18-19. Song of Solomon 3:4. I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go. A great big thank you. As I was finishing up this book, I received a large box in the mail. It was full of nice home-canned apples and pumpkin bread mix. The office ladies who received the mail could smell the wonderful aroma through the unopened box. Since I did not recognize the name of the sender, I searched and finally found a letter explaining the wonderful gift. Here is her letter for you to enjoy. We ate the apple pie the next day. Dear Michael and Debbie Pearl, hello. My husband and I are very thankful to you both. We have just finished watching the videos on marriage, Husbands Love Your Wives, and Wives Honor Your Husbands. I found myself apologizing to my husband many times. We watched the wife tape first, and a week later my husband said it was time to watch the husband tape. As he put it in, he jokingly said to me, I'm a little scared. It was great. Well, then I read the Holy Sex book, and wow, thanks a lot. That is when I decided to send you my apple pie in a jar and the pumpkin spice bread, which are 2 awesome aromas to have baking. My husband recently commented on how great God is, and he said that a year ago he would have said it was God who was breaking us up, my fault for trying to play his conscience. But now it is God bringing us closer together. I cannot tell you enough how grateful I am. I can see the peace and joy even in our children. I personally think every woman should read the Holy Sex book, and I have already passed it on to several friends, and they and their husbands are also very thankful. I am currently talking to my pastor's wife to see if she would read it. My friend and I joke that when we are older, she will teach wives how to submit, and I will teach them how to belly dance in front of their husbands. Smile. Oh, what a joy life is becoming in our house. I praise God for being so patient with me and for the many blessings we have. It always amazes me how great and vast the Father's love is. Well, enjoy your treats, because we're enjoying ours. Thank you, thank you, thank you. His helpmate, Melanie.